Now time for a locker room chat. I'm joined by Jason Kine, the Axel Boys head basketball coach, after a week going 1-1. First, Coach, starting off with that loss to Clifton Clyde, your overall thoughts on that contest?
Hey, you know, we came out kind of slow there in the first half. You know, we did shoot the ball extremely well. I think the first three quarters we shot about 20% from the floor. We were kind of struggling to find a rhythm offensively. And I thought defensively, especially in the first half, we did a really good job. I think the score was 21-10 at half. And we just got to find times to work for better quality shots and put the ball in the hole. I think we struggle at times when we don't see the ball go in the hole. And it's just working collectively together to find a good shot and then putting it in the basket.
And then you guys were able to follow that up with a win on Tuesday against Hanover, 52-51. Coach, you guys were able to get some important shots down the stretch.
Yeah, and that was kind of the same story. So it was our second and third quarter. Our first quarter we came out and jumped on them early. I think we started 10-0, and we knew we were doing a lot of good things. And in the second, third quarter, we kind of struggled again offensively, and it kind of slowed down our momentum. And you know, they made some big plays, and they found ways to get easy score opportunities on backdoor cuts. And then we kind of fell behind there. I think we were down 7 with about 1:48 left to go. And it just shows the resiliency of this group. They never laid down. And even against Clifton Clyde, they were down 22 at one point. And they fought back. And we pulled it within 6 against Clifton Clyde. And the other night, you know, we made the plays down the stretch. And Eli hit a big 3. Brandon made a good play. And Isaac hit the bucket to put us up 1. But it's a collective team effort. And I think that was the big thing, is that, you know, we're starting to realize some of the things we have to do, and one of those things is just not worry about who gets the credit, just go play basketball and share the basketball and hey, enjoy the success that comes from playing together as one unit.
Absolutely. Coach, as of right now, you guys are 5-1 in league play, a half game back of first place. How do you feel you guys are sitting in terms of how much do you like your spot right now in the TDL standings?
You know, we're kind of where we want to be. You know, we'd like to get that Clifton Clyde win, of course. You know, we're competitive. I think we're in our 2 losses so far this year. We lost by 9 to Clifton Clyde, 4-5 to Linden. We're right there in games now. It's coming down to that execution part. And that's what we kind of preach to the kids, is that, you know, it's going to come down. We can't have 50 possessions to 3 in a row is not good. So after we get that second one where we didn't get a score, we turn the ball over, and now we got to look at each other and say, how do we get an easy opportunity here, or how do we end this possession at the free throw line? And that's kind of, you know, that IQ is coming in, and the more experience we get throughout the year, the better executing will be. And so we're kind of pleased where we're at, but we're always hungry for more.
And last question for you, Coach. You guys have the TDL tournament coming up, of course. You guys start off with a game against Frankfurt, and then after that, you guys are hoping to play in the second round against either Troy or Donovan West. What are some things you know about this tournament, and how do you like your spot in the field?
The tournament's always crazy. It's a hard week. You have 4 games. We'll have 4 games. Some teams have 3. But you have a lot of games and not a lot of time to practice. And, you know, and so it's just kind of survive in advance kind of mindset. Sometimes we put in a little sub-state mindset to it, where it's a tournament week. We want to keep building and play our best basketball on Saturday. And, you know, it's always, there's 13 good coaches in the league, and so every game, you know, you'll see some upsets with these teams that should be competing. I mean, that's one thing I took away last year, this first day, is like a lot of the games are closer than what people will probably expect. And so that's kind of a nice thing. And so you can't sleep on anybody. You got to come ready to play. And the big goal of this tournament is that you just want to play well for 4 games and keep building for your run after it. Because what we're all aiming for is to be playing our best basketball at the end of February and first part of March. And so it's just a stepping stone in that process. And so we'll strap it on and see what it brings for us.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to covering you guys as you guys maneuver your way through the CDL tournament. Best of luck, and I'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, Jerry.
That was Axel Boyce, the basketball coach. Jason Tynan here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern, Axel Branch, and BND Buildings.